Stephen Cohen joins us now. He's president of the Institute for Middle East Peace and Development. Good morning to you, Mr. Cohen.
Good morning.
I wonder what your reaction is to this expansion of Israeli military targets to Bethlehem, to other places.
The expansion of military targets seems to me to miss the main point, which is that we still don't have anything that will direct itself at the growing phenomenon of the cultural outbreak of suicide bombings on the part of Palestinian young people. Israel is going after the old structure of the Palestinian Authority and some of the structure that was created in an organized way for violence against Israel. But because there is no political program that goes with this military action, the number of recruits to terrorist ideas is only growing, and the animosity between these two societies is going out of control.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the Bush administration is getting all kinds of criticism for not getting involved enough in the Middle East. What could this country do to make a difference?
I think that the United States had some elements of what should be its approach, and it seems to have not pursued them in an active way. On the one hand, during the Cheney visit, the vice president saw the growth of what had been a private interview by Crown Prince Abdullah into a major initiative of the first time that the Arab summit had ever endorsed the idea of normal relations with Israel, which could have been a major breakthrough. Unfortunately, what the Arabs did at the Beirut summit was to present their breakthrough at the same time as they endorsed military action against Israel by the Palestinians. And that compromise among them, which preceded this terrible terrorist attack on the first night of Passover, left that initiative without any real response either from the United States or from Israel. The United States has to pick up the thread of that initiative and link it to what General Zinni has been doing in working on the other end, which is a ceasefire and an end of terrorism.
Yes, excuse me, go ahead.
If President Bush was able to get Crown Prince Abdullah to join him in a joint declaration, which would both condemn terrorism and also move towards some kind of negotiation in which the Arabs would come to the table on the basis of their Arab summit resolution about normal relations with Israel, and Israel would come to the table on the basis of 242 and 338, and the United States and Europe would conduct such a negotiation, we might be able to create the conditions under which this coming catastrophe could be avoided.
But it takes tremendous diplomacy. Thank you very much, Stephen Cohen, president of the Institute for Middle East Peace and Development.